This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Kercheval is with CBSSports.com, and the big story, obviously, of the day is the Ohio State situation with Urban Meyer. Ben, thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks. We all know as the evening went on that he was placed on paid administrative leave. It's hard for me to believe anything at all, frankly, that comes out of his mouth based on the fact that this guy, it would appear to me, is a repeat offender and has been doing this since, the Gainesville days, that this guy, this Smith guy, right, is a wife beater. And that this guy's got a history of it. Not only has he been popped for it, the cops have him down for multiple incidents with his wife. Like, that they've been tracking this guy for years. And I'm supposed to believe that one of his top assistants, he had no idea. But meanwhile, his wife knows everything. Like, and I'm supposed to believe she never told her husband that the guy's beating his wife. I'm supposed to believe this BS.
So, they say that the cover-up is always worse than the crime. Certainly the crime is worse here. But, you go back to what Urban Meyer said at Big Ten Media Days, where he was asked about it, and Brent McMurphy wrote the story initially about Zach Smith's string of incidents dating back to 2009. I think it was Cleveland.com reported today. There was nine others between 2012 and this past year. And Urban Meyer not only says he has no recollection of what happened in 2015, October 2015, where there was a domestic violence incident between Zach and his then-wife, Courtney Smith, he sort of doubles down on it. Scotty basically calls it fake news. Well, if we know anything about Brett McMurphy, the man's got receipts. And that's what he started pulling with his report today. And so the big operative exchange, everyone wanted to talk about Courtney Smith and Shelly Meyer, Urban's wife, but it's really another assistant's wife that had a back and forth with Courtney a couple weeks after this alleged incident happened, where they said, yeah, Zach and Urban were talking about it, and Urban doesn't know what to believe. So, well, Scotty, somebody's lying here, right? Someone's not telling the truth.
Right.
And you mentioned Urban's got the rap. Urban has the rap, and if you're going to go out in front of media members and it's proven later on that you told a bald-faced lie, that you said you didn't know about this, and it turns out that you did, then obviously the allegations are very serious, in that you would keep a guy on your staff who's a repeat offender like this, even if charges weren't filed. Certainly all of this would be enough cause for termination for Zach Smith years ago, that you're keeping him on the staff because he's Earl Bruce's grandson, and Earl Bruce is one of your idols. And you're going to sit there and deny that you knew anything about what happened 3 years ago. Scotty, we wouldn't be in the situation if Meyer just said, you know what, I heard some stuff, we looked into it, and even if you came up with a bogus excuse, but if you tell a bald-faced lie, that's how you get into this kind of trouble.
So, Ben Kercheval with CBSSports.com, do you believe that, based on that football program, let's face facts, it is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And it is one of the biggest, if not, Alabama, I think Alabama and Ohio State, if you ask me, and Clemson, those are the three biggest right now in college football. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, unequivocally. And other than Saban,
right,
Meyer's the one who has multiple champions.
Right. So let me ask you this. Like, do you think they have the onions to fire this guy that they're paying all that money to all he does is win. I mean, this guy, he's like Saban. He wins. Like, he'll win 12 games every year he's there, and that's as sure as I'm sitting here. And that they are so caught up, in my view, like, it's so big in Ohio. That Ohio State is so big. Like, people don't even realize how it's, like, bigger than the federal government. It really is. Ohio State football is as big as it gets. It's all that matters to these people. I think my guess is they don't have the guts to fire him because all they care about is winning. They don't care, really. I don't believe they care about the woman that was abused. I really don't. I think they care more about him.
You know, I think before they placed him on leave, I was more on the fence with this. Now that he's on paid administrative leave, I've seen enough of these that tends to be the first step in many steps in that has an inevitable conclusion for these types of situations. So one area that might end up coming into play here is Title IX. Now, there's a lot of details of this situation that have to unfold. Ohio State's just starting this investigation, so it's not clear yet what role that would play into all of this. But, you know, Meyer signed an extension earlier this year. I think it was back in, like, March or April.
Right.
And part of the provisions of that say, and this is something now that more and more contracts have these days, is if there's a tie, and it comes in the wake of everything that's happened at Baylor, everything that's happened at Michigan State, where you have a responsibility to promptly report to Title IX authorities that if you know something. And so that could be an area that's worth exploring, that Ohio State, if they wanted to terminate Meyer, they could do so with cause and get out of paying him a whole bunch of money. If that's not the case, what Gene Smith has to ask himself is, are the ethics of the situation enough to swallow your pride, swallow the buyout that you're going to have to pay him, and move on to something else? Now, you mentioned how big Ohio State football is, not just in Ohio, but in Big Ten country. I agree with you wholeheartedly there. That being said, I don't think Meyer is as big as Saban. Saban's on another level. I think Saban has a level of, I don't want to call it immunity, but certainly something close to that that I don't think any other active coach has. And I wouldn't include Meyer in that situation. I think he's big. I do think that all he does is win. But I think given his rap and given his history and given the fact that Ohio State is a top-tier job, I don't think he's bigger than Ohio State. So
wow.
with the suspension, and again, if it turns out that it is proved that he lied about what he knew, there's usually only one way that ends, Scott.
So you're telling me that because he lied? All right. So let me get this straight. So you're telling me that if a guy lies, which people lie every day, all day. People lie. They're lying. People are. I know, but people are lying through their teeth every day of the week at everything, at every job, everywhere. People lie through their teeth. These people, like these suits and CEOs, getting busted for raping women. They're lying through their teeth. And but I honestly, so that one lie, you're telling me that because he lied and said he knew nothing of it, that they're going to fire him? Because I actually do believe that he has power there that you don't, because I'm just saying, like, when they brought him there, I mean, they gave him the world. They got this guy off of his, like, remember his deathbed or something to coach there? Wasn't he dying or something? He was going to have a heart attack, and he was working at ESPN, and then they gave him the world, yeah. Ben. So I think he has more power than you think.
If it's proved that he lied, right now there's, you know, maybe plausible deniability, but I don't think there's any believability. So it's the lie of what the lie represents. It's the fact that, yes, people lie all the time, but not necessarily about they might be covering up a guy who has a serial problem of domestic violence incidents. And it's what he knew, when he knew, how much he knew. Right now, we're sort of at the tip of the iceberg of what I think this story could possibly uncover.
Right.
So we're just going off of the facts as we know them today. So I think you have to take that into consideration. And, you know, we live in an interesting time right now with the Me Too movement and everything that has happened in college athletics over the past couple of years. I mentioned Baylor, mentioned Michigan State. Do you want to be, with so much, I think, now awareness on everyone's radar about gender violence, is that a risk that you want to keep being associated with moving forward?
And Fair enough.
Because I don't think Urban Meyer is guilty of any laws. He's not breaking any laws. He's not guilty of breaking any NCAA rules. What you're probably talking about here is just him being a hypocrite of his own creed, you know, his own core values, and him really not being the person that he claims to be. Really, at the end of the day, that's probably what he's guilty of. So that's what makes the decision for Gene Smith so interesting, is that enough to warrant moving on from, just to save your own face? Because who knows how far up the ladder this thing goes? So I think that's where you have to make the decision. And, you know, like, we can disagree on it. I think that there's some power behind trying to do something to make yourself look good.
Right. So listen, I want to talk more about this with you. Can you hold on till we go through the top of the hour and then come back and talk more about it?
Hey, Scotty, it's you, man. We'll do it.
Well, I'd love to keep going on this, because I want to say, like, and I'm not defending the guy. Please don't misinterpret my intentions. I feel, and not with you, just the audience, even everyone, millions of people. I think that, like, I feel as though, and I understand where people want to, fire him. I get it.
Right.
But I also feel that he's actually, I get the sense that he's like, it's almost as though they're blaming him for beating her. And he's not the one that beat her. I mean, I feel like he's getting judged like he's the abuser. But he's a part of it because he, you know, obviously turned his blind eye to it and. You know, never did anything about it. So I can understand why people are mad. But let's not forget, he didn't beat her. He's not the one beating women. But I feel he's being treated like he's the one beating the women. So think about that for a second, and then we'll come back with Ben Kercheval of CBSSports.com and talk more about Urban Meyer. Talking to Ben Kercheval of CBSSports.com about the Urban Meyer situation. So his lawyer said today, Bradley Koffel, the guy representing Zach Smith, said that Zach wants to be transparent and honest as possible, but not going to do it through the media. Only when he and his ex-wife are sworn in to testify. Once he gets his chance to tell his side of the events, don't be surprised if it's corroborated by all the police, whoever responded to Mrs. Smith's calls. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't care what that guy says in court. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? The fact of the matter is that this guy has been, without a doubt, I mean, I don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure out, when you have 9 police reports for habitual domestic abuse, you're a loser any way you slice it. He's involved in beating women. I don't care what anybody says to me. You beat your wife 9 times and the cops come to your house, you're a liar and a wife beater. I don't care what you say on any stand in any courtroom in America, and I don't care what his stupid-ass attorney says either. How do you like them apples, Ben?
Coming in strong. I like it.
So what do you think? I mean, like, why are we listening to this lawyer or the guy that beats women? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, because, you know, all allegations at this point. You know what's crazy is the court documents you mentioned, the 9 incidents over the past 6 years, and they range from custody disputes to the thing that happened in 2015 where he allegedly put his hands on her, to there was one point last year where neighbors saw him at 1:30 in the morning looking in her windows of her house. Police reports saying he put cameras in the house.
Jesus.
Real sick stuff, but it's all getting unsealed right now. And the thing that is adding layers to this, because I don't think you talk to anyone who disagrees with you about this Zach Smith guy. I mean, at absolute best, he's a shady character. At worst, he's a monster.
Right.
But, you know, with domestic disputes and domestic violence and these types of things, what a lot of people don't always realize is that the victim involved in this feels very trapped. And one of the things that comes across today with the unsealing of these documents is that she's worried that he's going to lose his job. It's like, well, how could she empathize with this guy? It's, well, that's her income too. That's how she takes care of the kids. And it's horrific that she would even feel this way, and that, you know, he's threatening to take away parts of his bonus check from her because he knows she can't even afford a lawyer to try to get some sort of separation from him. I mean, that's how sick and twisted all of this is. And it just shows that it's not this black and white situation. I mean, what he's doing is black and white, but how Courtney Smith feels in response to this is what adds the layers to the story. And I can't tell you, we hear these types of allegations year in and year out, whether it's at Baylor, whether it's from Courtney Smith at Ohio State, where
right.
after 6 years, they finally get the courage to come forward. And how many times, Sky, do we hear a number of people who come out later and say, I didn't know, or I wish I would have done more, or this happened. And how many times is it an utter disservice to the people who have to go through this? And if nothing else, forget Urban Meyer for a second and what happened to him with his fate, because frankly, it's kind of secondary and I don't care all that much. How clear is it that we never get any better from everything that we hear? And sometimes it's people saying, I wish I would have done more. Sometimes it's real orchestrated efforts to get people to not press charges. That's what apparently happened in 2009. You have Earl Bruce, who's one of Urban Meyer's biggest inspirations. Earl, of course, died this past April, but he's Zach Smith's grandfather, apparently going to her in 2009 and saying, you know, you really shouldn't be pressing charges. You have people from Meyer's inner circle allegedly going to her on this. So it goes from the passive to the very aggressive and insidious. And it is, Scotty, we do not do a good job systematically across this country dealing with domestic and sexual abuse. And I don't know when we're going to get it. And frankly, I don't think we ever will.
Do you think that at some point, though, what I said before we broke was that it seems like he's the one being blamed for this, but Urban Meyer did it.
So, yes and no. So Zach Smith's already lost his job, right? He's already been paid for, in a way, his transgressions. He's paid for that. Urban Meyer is the guy that's in charge. And when you – and I think I mentioned his new contract from a couple of months ago. I don't remember the exact figure. Until Nick Saban got his latest bump in pay, Urban Meyer was going to be the highest paid coach in college football. When you are the head honcho, and trust me, there is no coach in America, in any sport, who doesn't know everything that's happening in his program all the time. Coaches are, if nothing else, they are control freaks. When you're getting paid that amount of money and you have that much control over a program, and when you project yourself as a giver of second chances, as someone who has these core principles, and you project those types of life lessons onto someone else, onto an audience, and then something like this comes up. No, I don't think people are blaming Urban like they're blaming Zach Smith, but I do think they feel that he's held to a higher standard of accountability. And with that, I can't really disagree with that sentiment.
Do you think Ben Kurtzebal with CBSSports.com, so he's on paid leave, and they're opening their camp on Friday, and they are, as you know, heavy favorites to win the Big Ten and be one of the best teams in college football in the country. There's a lot of people that, you know, think they're a playoff team without even blinking an eye. How do you think this, happening right now, before 2 days from literally they open camp, and that hovering over their that cloud over the program for the next, I mean, obviously for the entire camp, it's going to be there. This isn't going away. I mean, how do you think this is going to affect the football team? They're all acting like everything's fine and peachy. They're going to go about their business, and I don't want to be a distraction. Well, that's impossible.
Right. Right. It's impossible not to, because if nothing else, everyone's just going to ask him about it, right? So you can't avoid that. So with the locker room, a lot of times what you have when something like this comes up is the players sort of recalibrate themselves a little bit. Coaching staff does it too, but I think the players do it on a much deeper level. And they start asking themselves and looking towards the guys who were juniors and seniors and leaders on that team. And they start questioning things. They start saying, well, what are we playing for? Are we doing this for ourselves? Everyone's asking us about what's going on with our head coach about this situation. And all we really want to be able to do at the end of the day is play for each other. And a lot of times it sort of serves as a little bit of a rallying cry, even though the backdrop is an odd thing to maybe rally around. But that's typically what happens with them, is they want to end up trying to push out the noise and playing for each other. Now, how does that translate into, you know, wins and losses this year? That's a little bit to be determined. They're going to get a test in week two against TCU. I think that's a good litmus test to tell you exactly where this team is at. Certainly they have the talent to be favored and still and to win all of their games this year and get to the Big Ten Championship and maybe get to the playoff. But I think that the mental aspect of it is really what's going to be tested. And usually one of two things happens. Either everything falls apart. I mean, I don't mean like 6-6. I mean like you go like 3-9. Like the wheels completely fall off the wagon. Or everyone kind of rallies and starts playing for one another. And then you end up getting this unforeseen level of success. So I don't think there's any middle ground. If I had to guess, Ohio State is closer to that still going out and winning 11 games than winning 3 just because of how talented they are. And you know, Urban Meyer has been there long enough, that staff has been there long enough, that after a while, the machine starts to run on its own a little bit. I'm not understating the importance of Urban Meyer. Clearly, he is on another level as far as what he means to that program. But to an extent, for, you know, 3 games, 5 games a season, they can operate on their own.
So what's going to happen here with, like, are they got, because, you know, this lawyer that's representing him, for what? Mm-hmm. What's the court case about? Like, I mean, I don't understand. Like, is he facing time for all this abuse, or is this just some imaginary court case?
So the 2015 incident, which is, again, what Urban, did he know, did he not know about it? So that case is still open. So technically, formally, Zach Smith has not been charged. He's actually never been charged with anything. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean he's not guilty.
That means
she never opted to press charges. Again, there's a story that people pressured her not to press charges. So that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you have got to be kidding me that this guy is not doing any kind of, like, any time or anything. Like, he's not in trouble for anything, any of this?
Well, I mean, he's...
And they're going to fire Urban Meyer? So wait a minute. They're going to fire Urban Meyer, and they're going to... This other guy, nothing's happening to him at all, but they're going to fire the football coach? I don't understand that.
His case is still open. So he'll have a trial, and he might end up facing jail time for everything that he's done. That's still to be determined.
I mean, this
he just hasn't had anything yet.
This is just so unbelievable to me. I can't even wrap my hands around it. But then again, didn't I get a flagrant foul the other night, Mafia, for wrapping my hands around a guy going for a layup?
Yes, you did.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that. I can't wrap my hands around this story, though. I really can't. The one guy that beats the wife, nothing happens to him, and then they're going to fire the head football coach because some guy beats his wife. That's really what the story comes down to. So, listen, Ben, fantastic job tonight breaking this down for us, and I'm sure you'll have more on CBSSports.com. Great segments with us. Thanks so much for coming on the bench as usual.
Anytime, Scotty, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, Ben Kercheval with CBSSports.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.